youth groups go from an unenthusiastic 20 to 25 to 300, 400, 500 kids meeting every week with a joy and excitement in Jesus Christ. Many of those kids coming to hear about Christ for the first time and meeting Him in joy explosion. Is that possible for your group? It sure is. Let's just look at how that can possibly happen. First of all, what is joy explosion? Well, turn over to John, the 7th chapter, 37 and 38, to see one aspect of what joy explosion is. It says there, on the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and proclaimed, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his mouth, heart, shall flow rivers of living water." Joy Explosion is a meeting for high school students where the claims of Christ are presented, just as Jesus proclaimed in John 7, 37 and 38, who he was. The claims of Christ are presented in language and in an atmosphere that young people can understand and relate to. In Mark 4, 1, we see another part of the definition of joy explosion. Look at that passage of Scripture with me. "Again, he began to teach beside the sea, and a very large crowd gathered about him, so that he got into the boat and sat in it on the sea. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land, and he taught them many things in parables and in his teaching." Joy Explosion is a large group meeting with enthusiasm, just like this group of people who came to hear Jesus that day by the seashore and got so excited that they pushed him into the water. It's a good thing that boat was there, or he'd have gone for a good swim. All because of their enthusiasm and because of the size of the group. That's the kind of enthusiasm we're trying to create in Joy Explosion. And no matter what the level of commitment on the part of a young person in the church or outside the church, or kids who have never darkened the door of a church, they are encouraged to attend Joy Explosion. Then turn with me over to Luke 5, 27 through 29 for another part of this definition. "After this, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, 'Follow me.' And he left everything and rose and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his house, and there was a large company of tax collectors and others sitting at table with them. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured against his disciples, saying, 'Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?' And Jesus answered them, 'Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.'" See, Joy Explosion is the focus of all the other areas of this strategy toward winning young people to Jesus Christ. Leaders and students have been growing. Kids have shared with other kids. A lot of time has been spent at the schools. All the things that have happened in the leadership family, in the touch ministry, in the discipleship ministry, in people's personal walk with God, is all focused here. This is the balance of the ministry, Joy Explosion. And as it focuses on this particular aspect of the ministry, all the other things that we've been doing, all the other principles that have been incorporated, begin to take on the form of outward results. And again, let me warn you here that this takes time. So just to review, Joy Explosion then is a meeting where the claims of Christ are presented to a large group of young people with great enthusiasm, and where the focus of all the other areas of the strategy come together into one cohesive meeting called Joy Explosion for the purpose of sharing Jesus Christ with high school and college and junior high students who do not know Him. you can already see this kind of meeting can really be an exciting experience. So what is the importance of joy explosion? Well, first of all, joy explosion is important because it provides a meeting structured with just young people in mind. It provides a motivation for young people to invite their unchurched friends and have them come into an atmosphere, into a situation where they can feel comfortable and not feel threatened and not feel like they have to be formal and this kind of thing. It is important because it's just for young people. Joy Explosion is also important because it makes the big event of the week an outreach tool. Time and money that's been spent on fun outings can be channeled for evangelistic outings. That doesn't mean that we're not going to have any fun in Joy Explosion, but it simply means that the main purpose of it is not fun, but evangelism. For instance, we work with a church in Texas that for a long while had a ministry that was a fun and activities ministry with students. But when they began to implement this strategy over a 2 or 3 year period of time, their joy explosions began to take on more and more of an evangelistic appeal. And when that began to take place, then all kinds of exciting things began to happen. And just this summer, they scheduled a series of summer joy explosions where they had 6 concerts with outstanding Christian artists coming in, invited young people from all over that city to come, and had young people all over the city come to know Christ as a result of them changing their fun activity to an outreach activity, and yet continuing to maintain a sense of excitement and fun for the young people. It's all a matter of purpose. Then thirdly, Joy Explosion is important because it encourages Christian kids. It's a place where believers can come together to have a good time with fellow believers, where they are fed the Word of God, and where they see their friends meet Christ, and where they can counsel and witness with their friends who come. It's a place where they can bring young people who do not know Christ to a place where they can hear the gospel and feel free to do so, because they know it's their kind of meeting. That's the importance of Joy Explosion. Now, when do you begin Joy Explosion? Well, you begin after the foundation has been laid. The youth and the youth leadership must first be committed and equipped to accomplish the task of this entire strategy before Joy Explosion can begin. Also, you must begin after the committed youth and adult leaders catch a vision of it. There's no sense trying to start it if you as the youth minister are the only one who sees the point. But once you begin to talk to some young people and begin to share with some adult leaders what could become of a meeting like this, and they begin to say, hey, yeah, that's right, boy, I'd really like to be a part of something like that, then you can begin to think about beginning Joy Explosion. You can begin it after implementing other aspects of the strategy. Don't try to do it before you've developed a leadership family, a touch ministry, a discipleship ministry, because what will happen to you is the same thing that's happened when we've tried these big rally type experiences before. We have a lot of kids come. It's a short-term deal. People get all hyped up. Kids who come to know Christ are not adequately followed up, and they're not adequately discipled. And so the result is that we've spent a lot of time and a lot of energy and a lot of money on fruit that's not going to remain. Begin after implementing the other aspects of the strategy. Begin after the youth and the youth leaders are sharing their faith regularly. Now let me tell you some reasons why Joy Explosion will die. One reason it'll die is because Christians are not discipled and are not sharing Christ. It'll also die because adult leaders don't know any lost kids. And it will die when it loses its purpose and becomes just another meeting. So you can see here why it's important for the adult leaders and for the young people to be sharing their faith regularly. Begin it after that is taking place. Now, fourth, what are the priorities of Joy Explosion? Let me just mention these to you. The relationship of the leaders to Jesus Christ, that's the first priority. Making Jesus Lord. The second priority is proclaiming Jesus Christ in the meeting. The third priority is a team meeting, where there is a group of Christian kids and a nucleus of adult leaders who are tied together in fellowship with a common vision to see young people who do not know Christ come to Joy Explosion. Another priority is to create an atmosphere of love and joy. And this atmosphere of love and joy will do more to preach the gospel of Christ than any words that will be said. There will be such a love felt there and such a power of the Spirit among that group of people that kids who don't know Christ will be drawn into the kingdom, drawn to that love because of what they experience just in walking into the room and sitting there. Another priority is that people are important. We need to see each person who comes to Joy Explosion as an individual. And we also need to make sure that everyone in the school situation feels invited, that they feel like they're welcome to be there, and that they're not excluded from Joy Explosion. Okay, now that we've looked at some of the priorities, how do you begin Joy Explosion? Well, you begin it where you are. You know, it always looks like the pastures are greener on the other side. If only my pastor was so-and-so. If only our building was this large. If only we had this much money. If only we had certain resources. Then I could do some of these things. No. You have to start just where you are. God's called you to that place. He's put you there. And He wants you to start right there. And so just begin by asking God for a vision of the place, for the place where you are. Ask Him to show you how you can minister life and give your life away to develop an evangelistic meeting in Joy Explosion. Now here are some factors that you need to consider as you begin. The first one is philosophy. What is your philosophy of ministry? Where does Joy Explosion fit into that? You might want to stop the tape now and just consider that question. And as you consider it, talk about beginning out of a sense of conviction and not because you've heard it on a tape or because you've been to a conference and learned about it, but because you feel like that's what God really wants you to do. Talk about what is your philosophy of ministry and where does it fit in. You can turn the tape off now and do that. Now that you've turned it back on, the tape back on, let's look at the potential for Joy Explosion. You need to see the potential of Joy Explosion from God's perspective. Don't limit God. I know there are many factors that would cause you to say, we can't do that here. We don't have the kids. We don't have the leaders. We don't have the resources. But instead, think about what God is able to do if you're open to His leadership. How many times have I heard youth leaders say to me, but you don't understand, our situation is unique. Well, I'm sure it is. And I'm sure God understands that too. But that doesn't mean that He doesn't want to work just because your situation is unique. Time and again, I've seen youth leaders who have a small group of kids in their youth group just be satisfied with that group and not really think through what God could do if His power was unleashed and unlimited within that group. I know of one youth worker who started with a small group of 25 kids when he came as youth minister of that church. And within a 2-year period of time, they were consistently having 300 kids coming to Joy Explosion on Wednesday night. All because this particular youth leader was not willing to limit God, but wanted God to have his maximum potential in that situation. Many of you are sitting there thinking now, Boy, you know, we've got a great youth group. We've got 30 kids in our group, and they're really an exciting bunch of kids. But you know, just down the street, there's the high school with 3,000 students. And God doesn't want you to be satisfied with that group of 30 students. He wants you to expand your thinking and your vision to the place where you have encompassed all 3,000 of those students and maybe two or three other high schools, possibly your whole county, your whole city, to have a vision of what God could do through Joy Explosion if you allowed His Spirit to work there. And when you become clear in your conviction about what you want to see accomplished in Joy Explosion, others will become convinced about that too. And they will establish convictions to say, boy, you know, this is really what God wants to do. Don't limit God's potential in your situation. And then third, let's look at the physical arrangements. We need to consider these as you think about beginning Joy Explosion. First of all, what about the atmosphere? The atmosphere needs to be warm and cozy. There needs to be a sense that the place is crowded. If you're going to start with 25, then begin to meet in a room that will only hold 20. If you're going to start with 35, start in a room that only will hold 30. There's tremendous psychological advantage to meeting in a situation like that. Make sure that you're not meeting in just some cinder block Sunday school room, but that you've decorated the place up and put posters on the wall and hung some banners around and put some cushions on the floors for kids to sit on and maybe gone out and got a carpet to put on the floor so that the kids can really come there and feel like this is a warm and cozy place to be. There's a possibility that you'll want to meet in people's homes. This lends itself to natural coziness and warmth, which will enhance the atmosphere of your meeting. In addition to that, you want to have an atmosphere in which the Spirit of God can work. That atmosphere is communicated primarily by those who are leading and the nucleus of Christian kids and workers that are there. An excitement, an enthusiasm, an attitude that says, boy, I'm glad I'm here, and I'm glad you're here. Another aspect of the physical arrangements is the counseling room. You need to have a place where young people can slip out and go for counseling. Another room of the house, another place in the church, an area off from the room where you're meeting. Whatever is best in your situation. You need to take care of the sound system. You need to take care of decorations. You need to make sure that the distractions are taken care of. For instance, it's important that you set the room up in such a way that those who come in late will come in the back instead of in the front of the room. You need to consider the young people's comfort. All these are important when you start thinking of the physical arrangements. In addition to that, you need to consider lost kids. How are they going to feel the most comfortable? Gear the meeting, not for your kids, but for lost kids. Set the atmosphere for them and not for your young people. Another factor to consider as you begin is publicity. You'll want to plant seeds in the minds of your kids with questions like, what do you think God really desires to do in this ministry? And what will it require of you, and what will it require of me? And as you begin to plant seeds like this, kids will begin to catch a vision of this, and then the word about Joy Explosion will begin to spread primarily by word of mouth. Kids will begin to bring other kids. There are some other ideas that you can use for publicity to begin to get the word out. In your church, you can use posters. You can use the Sunday school bulletin. You can use the church paper. You can make announcements in Sunday school. You can have a 10 most wanted list of the committed young people writing down the names of their friends that don't know Christ and having them invite two or three of those friends every week. You can set up telephone teams each week to have young people calling a couple of days before Joy Explosion to invite their friends to come to Joy Explosion. Calling all the absentee people in Sunday school, all the prospects for Sunday school, inviting them to come. Offering to go by and pick them up. You can use skits in Sunday school and in church. You can use mail-outs and flyers. In the local school, you can use posters at school if that's permissible. Make sure that you get permission from the principal. You can put up posters in pizza parlors, over at McDonald's, wherever the young people are hanging out. Have signs and posters about Joy Explosion inviting them to come. You can use these portable billboards and put signs on them about Joy Explosion that relate to the kids that go to the local school, saying that they're going to be at Joy Explosion. What time it starts and when to come and where to come. You can use ads in the school paper, ads in the local paper. Sometimes you can make announcements over the school PA system. You can use flyers with a sharp logo and a sharp explanation of what Joy Explosion is going to be. You can even use t-shirts to advertise Joy Explosion. And then, for special events, you can go to the radio and to TV and do a mail-out for all the high school students in your area. There's a possibility that you could get a hold of a list of students for the county school system. If that's possible, get a hold of that and do mail-outs to them periodically if your church budget can allow it. All of these ideas are possibilities for you. Don't try to use them all, but as the opportunities present themselves, use the ones that will be most effective in your situation. Now, another factor to consider as we begin Joy Explosion is the program. As you begin to put this together, you'll need to consider the spiritual gifts of the people that you're working with. Put them in positions of leadership that will maximize their spiritual gifts. Help them as they work with you to put Joy Explosion together to focus on your purpose. Help them to understand that we really want to have a good time, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But primarily what we want to do is to present the gospel and allow kids to respond. Use creativity and flexibility in your program as you start. What should the program consist of? What are the steps that need to be taken in order to make sure that your program has maximum effectiveness? First of all, you'll want to welcome the students who come. Have greeters at the door. Train these greeters, maybe on Saturday morning or some other time, to know how to meet people and make them feel welcome. These should be kids who are involved in your discipleship ministry. They will do a great deal to create a positive and warm atmosphere for Joy Explosion. When the meeting starts, have everyone welcome each other using some kind of a mixer, telling something about themselves or talking about some event that took place at school this week or just telling their names and one positive factor about their life or one thing that's happened to them this week that's really important. There are all kinds of mixers that can be used to meet new people. Then, after the welcome, use music. Music is really vital for Joy Explosion. Whoever's doing the music should play before the kids arrive so that this too creates a positive atmosphere. Structure the music to fit the mood of the kids. At this point, there needs to be a real sensitivity on the part of the musicians. You need to use good music. You're better off with no music at all than to have poor music or dead music. Be tight on your time, tight on your purpose. Make sure that your musicians, either as guests or people who are a part of your church group who are doing the music, to make sure that they understand your purpose and that they stay on time in using the music that's available. The music is really important. Find someone who can do it well. Even if you have to invite some people that are not a part of your church to come and do it, this may be a way of you beginning to relate to them in a new way. Announcements is another part of the program. These can be used very effectively if they're brief and used at the beginning. Involve kids in the announcements. Have them make the announcements so that the others will really listen. Use skits. Use puppets. Use pop-up announcements. Make sure they're brief and to the point and fit into the total purpose of what you're trying to do. Another part of Joy Explosion is involving students in it. Using them to give testimonies for open sharing, for one word responses to what Jesus means. for prayer requests, for their favorite scripture verse, for something that God has spoken to them about this week. All these things can be used to involve students in participating in Joy Explosion. In addition to that, you can use small groups, dividing them up into groups of two or three or four, and having them discuss some particular question that relates to the theme of the week. You can have them do special presentations, dramas, puppets, skits, this kind of thing that will involve them in Joy Explosion each week. Use variety here. That will be the key to keeping it alive and exciting. And then there must be a message, a clear presentation of the gospel. This is a teaching time for the students who are Christians. It should not be a time when you come and present the real life booklet or the four spiritual laws every week, but it should be a time when the Christian kids can grow. But in addition to that, it needs to be a time in which young people can understand who Jesus is, and by the magnetism of the group, the presence of the Spirit of God, the message that is presented, the invitation that is offered, they can respond to Christ. So as you prepare, or whoever speaking prepares for this, it is important that you present some things that can really help kids to know Christ better. Use a catchy introduction, using an illustration out of your own life, using something that will really grab their attention, some statistic that is vital, some incident that's happened this last week at school that will relate to the message of the week, and then move into a Bible-centered message that interprets that particular passage of Scripture, illustrates it, and applies it to their life. In your message, be brief, be short, only try to make one point, but make that point powerfully and dynamically. And then it's very important that you offer an invitation. Next, as far as the program is concerned, we need to consider the invitation. The invitation needs to vary from week to week. There are a number of ideas that can be used in the invitation. One is the come forward invitation that is used often in churches, where the person stands up out of the audience or out of the group and comes to the front and is counseled there. But there are other ways of doing this also, which are good. One is to use a card that is passed out to everyone in the group. It has on the front name, address, phone number, and other vital information. On the back, then, it has a place to check. I accepted Christ tonight. I made a recommitment to allow Jesus to be Lord of my life. I'm interested in Bible study in this church. I'd like to know about your youth, more about your youth ministry. I would like someone to counsel with me about a particular problem area. This kind of card can be used very effectively. Even though the young people who are there every week get tired of filling it out, they will cooperate to see that the others, to do it themselves so that the others will fill it out. And this is an excellent way to keep a prospect file and also to do follow-up on the young people who make a commitment during the week. You can just have them turn the cards in after the Joy Explosion is over, and then someone, a counselor, a trained counselor, can call them and get with them during the week. Another possibility for the invitation is the counseling room, where you take people who are trained counselors, and you may want to have a separate course to train some people to do this, your adult youth workers or your older discipleship kids, and to, during the invitation, have people go to a counseling room where they can receive instruction. This is a very positive approach because it gets right at the heart of the difficulties that they're facing and the decisions they're making immediately. This is another way to do the Joy Explosion invitation. Another possibility is to use the time after the meeting with no invitation, but utilizing your nucleus of Christian kids and Christian workers to talk to visitors and to lost kids, to ask them questions like, what did you think of the speaker? What did you think of what he had to say? Let me tell you about some things that have happened in my life, and then share your testimony and present the gospel to them. This is another way of involving your discipleship, young people, and the leadership family. The invitation is very important. It should be given every week, but there should always be a great deal of variety from week to week. This variety will continue to give a sense of creativity and enthusiasm and excitement. Another aspect as you begin to think about Joy Explosion and how you're going to begin it in your situation, you need to think about the personnel that will have to be a part of this in order for it to come off effectively. One is the speaker. The speaker needs to be one who can communicate well. If you're the youth minister, you're the one who should take the responsibility for this in most situations. It's better to not just use the same speaker every week, but to give some variety in that too. You can invite speakers from other organizations. You can also invite someone from another church. Invite your pastor to come in and speak from time to time. Invite someone who's visiting in the area to come and speak to your Joy Explosion. There are all kinds of possibilities here for speakers. But someone needs to be responsible for seeing that the speaker, there is a speaker every week. In addition to that, someone needs to be responsible for the music, making sure that the music is on target with the purpose of the Joy Explosion, making sure that the music is well done and not just a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants type of affair. That person will need to make sure that the music moves from light to heavy, from fun to worship songs, creating the kind of atmosphere that needs to be built in Joy Explosion. A person needs to be responsible for the physical arrangements, making sure that the posters are up, that the chairs are arranged correctly, that the room is set up, and that it's neat and clean, and that there's an atmosphere of coziness and warmth. There needs to be someone in charge of the greeters to make sure that they get called, that they're part of the, they're in their place of responsibility that week. Someone who can train them and work with them. Someone who can train and work with the counselors. This may be the same person who is in charge of the greeters, and the greeters and the counselors may be the same people. Nonetheless, someone needs to be in charge of that group of people. There needs to be someone in charge of publicity, making sure that the word gets out every week, that the cards get printed, the posters are done, that the word is spread about Joy Explosion, and then someone who needs to be in charge of refreshments. So you can see that there are a number of people who need to be involved here with a sense of responsibility. You'll need to select these people on the basis of their ability to be trusted to carry out these things and on their vision for seeing the Joy Explosion comes off in a way that would lead kids to Christ. Now, how do you build Joy Explosion? Well, there are a number of steps that need to be taken in order to build it. First of all, it needs to be built on prayer. These people need to be in prayer for Joy Explosion: your church staff, your youth council, your discipleship groups, your Sunday school teachers. You might even want to have a Saturday morning prayer breakfast for people who are interested in coming to the church to pray, and then to go out and visit people, inviting them to come to Joy Explosion for the next week. You can also build Joy Explosion by the touch ministry, being out on the high school campus. The people begin to know who you are. They begin to know other youth leaders in the church, and in that way the word spreads. Then people say, boy, you know, I'd really like to find out what's going on over there with those new friends that I've met. You can build Joy Explosion through Sunday school, involving the Sunday school leadership, the counselors, the refreshments, the being with kids, contacting the prospects, getting material to the outreach leaders. All these things can be done through involving the Sunday school leadership. In addition to that, Sunday school can be used to promote Joy Explosion by by publicity through announcements, skits, posters, and flyers. Another aspect of Building Joy Explosion is visitation, a thing we've called Bring Them Back Alive, or it's also been called Body Hunt, but just going out the hour before Joy Explosion and finding young people who need to be visited, going and sharing Christ with them, and then bringing them back to the Joy Explosion. Oftentimes a supper can be prepared, and then after the supper, brief and light supper, the young people who are in discipleship groups can go out and bring their friends that they've been praying for and thinking about and talking to all week long. Another way to build Joy Explosion is by special events. I would suggest that every 4 to 6 weeks that you have some kind of special event, either an evangelist, some type of evangelistic social, or a retreat, or a revival type of thing, or something like this that would be a special event for the young people in your church that would be built around Joy Explosion, that would be an extension of Joy Explosion. Here are some ideas that you can use. The world's largest milkshake, the world's largest container of homemade ice cream, a pizza blast, an Hawaiian luau, a hippo hunt, going to Six Flags, bringing in a music group, and any other number of ideas can be incorporated here to really make a special event about every 6 weeks. Well, you can see Joy Explosion is not the easiest thing in the world to pull off. There's no way that it can be done without the help of a number of people involved in a team ministry. That's why it's important to have, again, to have all these aspects of the strategy going, the leadership family, the touch ministry, the discipleship groups, and to have a real vision for what you're doing in Joy Explosion. But I guarantee you that if those things are going and you begin Joy Explosion, then it will begin to build the young people in your church number-wise to the place where you're having a significant increase in the number of young people who are coming to church and who are there because they really want to be there and who are there because they really want to know God and who are there with a real vision and excitement about seeing their friends come to know Christ. My hope and prayer is that you'll be able to develop that kind of a ministry through Joy Explosion. Let me encourage you now just to take a few moments with your group there to think about and to talk about how you would begin Joy Explosion in your situation, what steps you would take, who would be involved, how you would go about it. And then after you have discussed that, we will be through with this series of tapes. And let me just say in conclusion that I thank you very much for hanging in there until we got to the end. I hope that this has been a profitable listening and learning experience for you. And my prayer is that God would use this to develop your own life, to see Jesus more clearly, to love Him more deeply, to follow Him more sincerely. And I would also pray that the result of listening to these tapes will be that God has given you a vision for investing your life in men and women who need to grow to maturity in Christ, and a vision for reaching out to win the world to Jesus Christ. You know, we are in a battle for the hearts, souls, and minds of men and women. And it's exciting for me, just sitting here now, to think about the fact that there's a vast army of people, including yourself, who are a part of winning the world to Jesus Christ. I am firmly convinced that God really desires to win the young people of America to Himself. And my hope is that as a result of listening to these tapes, God will use this strategy to do that through your church and through your youth ministry. If I can be of further assistance to you, I certainly would like to do so. You can contact me at 3117 Majestic Circle in Avondale Estates, Georgia, 30002. My phone number is area code 404-299-1583. May God bless you as you begin the journey of knowing Christ and making Him known to the young people in your community.